There had been a day of choice, as Walter well knew. He had been at La Casse Royrousse and had seen it in the glass ball the old red thing still possessed, although by now it no doubt lay forgotten in some castle corner. By the summer of 1997, King had clearly known the story of the wolves, the twins, and the flying plates called Arisers. But to the writer, all that had seemed like too much work. He had chosen a book of loosely interlocked stories called Hearts in Atlantis instead, and even now, in his home on Turtleback Lane, where he had never seen so much as a single walk-in, the writer was frittering away the last of his time, writing about peace and love and Vietnam. It was true that one character in what would be King's last book had a part to play in the Dark Tower's history, as it might be. But that fellow, an old man with talented brains, would never get a chance to speak lines that really mattered. Lovely. In the only world that really mattered, the true world where time never turns back and there are no second chances, tell you true, it was June 12th of 1999. The writer's time had shrunk to less than 200 hours. Walter O'Dimm knew he didn't have quite that long to reach the Dark Tower because time, like the metabolism of certain spiders, ran faster and hotter on this side of things. Say 5 days. 5 and a half at the outside. He had that long to reach the tower with Mordred Duchesne's birthmarked, amputated foot in his gunner, to open the door at the bottom and mount those murmuring stairs, to bypass the trapped Red King, if he could find a vehicle, or the right door. Was it too late to become the god of all? Perhaps not. In any case, what harm in trying? Walter O'Dimm had wandered long and under 100 names, but the tower had always been his goal. Like Roland, he wanted to climb it and see what lived at the top. If anything did,